It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Today is April 15th, 2024, and astrology-wise, we're still a little bit in the thick of some craziness, some madness. I know there's a bunch of stuff that's happening this weekend with two planets. Don't ask. I don't have the skinny on it. But if you listen to Mark Husson, I'm sure that you know. There's a lot of expansion. And I know that there's a lot of choice points this weekend that we're going to have in front of us. And as I feel into it, not really knowing exactly what it is, because I've just had one of those days where I didn't have a chance to look at the forecast, but feeling into it as an intuitive, I feel like I hear the words evolve or repeat, evolve or repeat. So we get that chance this weekend for sure to look at certain things in our lives and decide whether we're going to take the chance and evolve. And we have that amazing Aries energy to give us all courage and to jump into another reality or a timeline, if you will. Great segue for what the show is about today. We will be continuing the conversation on quantum jumping today, which I think is just very timely for what's going on astrologically, because it's really what all the planets are whispering to us, especially the Mercury retrograde in Aries. We are all being asked to take a little peek back at our pain from the past, things that we are carrying forth into our lives in the present moment, and wondering why we keep creating the same exact scenarios over and over, because we all create timelines. A better way of saying it is we all create a reality of our lives. We view things. Everybody, you ever get in a room of people and everybody has, you know, this different view about dating or marriage or politics, or everybody has a view of the world and looks at it differently from a template of their own. And that template is created from multiple avenues. It's created from the karma that you carry. It's created from family lineage. It's created from experiences as a child growing up, various experiences that we learn from, and we get an idea in our heads. Well, you know, because our brains are like computers, right? So when a like situation comes up, the brain will backlog to a like experience for answers, right? So what happens is that unknowingly we are leading life via all of those things that I just spoke about, and we're actually not seeing things for what they truly are at times as we're moving forward in our lives. So that's what quantum jumping really is. You know, people want to think it's like this magical thing where you go into a meditation and you jump into a different reality. And while that is a useful tool in the exploration of quantum jumping, it is not the entire thing. And if you read about quantum jumping, a lot of people explain it in that way, where they have these formulas for you to move into, where you're doing a meditation and you're in your mind's eye, you're doing visualization and meditation to jump timelines. And like I said, you know, it's helpful and it's useful, but it's garbage if you're not doing the other work. It's just not going to work. So the other work is, and always is, shadow work, right? So jumping timelines simply just means that you're going to evolve rather than repeat. So if you look at your life in a way that says, I don't want to bring in the same experiences that I have been bringing in, And a lot of people think that they're just stuck. They're stuck in that, well, that I just have bad luck, or this is just the way that things go for me. I'm here to tell you that that's wrong. It's not the truth. The truth is that if you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. And if you change the way that you enter into certain things in your life with a different perspective, you have a different future ahead of you. And while that sounds simple, it is, but it's getting there can be a little challenging for a lot of us. And myself included. I'm going to jump into the chat room and say hello to all of you. Let's see what's going on. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I had a really nice weekend. Let's see. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Tara is here. Hello, Tara. Nice to see you. Linda's here. I see your question, Linda. I'm going to answer you in a little bit. I'm going to give you a two-part answer on that. Let's see. Let me see if I can refresh this page and see more comments. Hey, John, how are you? Wonderful to see you, as usual. My cousin John from Brooklyn, always so supportive. All comments. Let's see. Hey, Lori, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Hey, oh, two Loris in here. Hi, Lori Love, how are you? Want to listen, Lori Love is here. And 1-2 Radio, she has a show right after mine, actually. Hi, Marlene, wonderful to see you. Quelly is here, my birthday twin. Hello, Quelly, wonderful to see you. Morning, Monday blessings to you as well. Yeah, so jumping timelines, although it sounds like, you know, really mystical and, you know, like it's some big mystical universal secret, it's really not. It's really about perspective. You know, it's not about as much. People think it's like faking it till you make it, which that is a small part of it. But it really is, quantum jumping is the ability to change your story. To put it simply, it's to change your story. And, you know, in the making of that, you're going to stumble upon some difficult realities. A lot of the time when I work with people to quantum jump, to change their story, to change their timeline, when I work with people, a lot of people, their first reaction, and my reaction was the same as well, was to look at it and say, oh my God, I can't believe that I was actually the author of this, that I had this belief system going on from something that happened to me in the past. And I was just creating this entire movie around it and more like experiences to learn from. And it's a little jarring because you look at the years or the amount of time that you stood in that story, in that timeline, and you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that, right? It's almost like one of my clients said to me, it's like I was under a spell. And it's pretty accurate when she said that. I was like, wow, that's really true. You do. You get caught in a storyline and it becomes your life. And you're playing the role of this storyline that you created unknowing to yourself. You don't even realize, because in the 3D world, it's your reality. This is what happened, and this is what is happening now as a result of what happened in the past. We don't realize that we are the creators of that. We don't, and you know, people seldom argue with me about that, and they say, well, this person did that, and this person did that. And I'm not going to debate that, because in the 3D world, everybody participates in your story, right? And the only way that that story can stop being the story is if the author, yourself, starts realizing it and becoming aware. It's like the Course in Miracles, when they say you wake up from the dream, right? So there are many different teachings. They all come full circle, and they're all the same if you think about it, right? So waking up from the dream is just realizing that you are participating in a storyline that you are no longer happy in participating in. And can you jump out of that timeline really quick? Well, some things, it depends on what it is and how attached you are to the story and how wounded you are from the story. Really depends on how fast you can jump out of the story. I know for myself, I spoke on the last show about a lifelong storyline that I had playing out in my drama of life. And it was interesting because it took a lifetime up until now to understand it fully. And it also, there was this last, like this entire year of seeing it so blatantly in my life and watching it just reappear and reappear and reappear and just kind of scratching my head going, I don't know how to change this. So when I became vulnerable enough to say to the universe, I have no idea how to change this. You have to show me, you know? And even though they were showing it to me blatantly, I still was stuck. I was just like, I get it. I get that you keep sending me the same exact person and it keeps bringing up the same exact energy and hurt and pain from the past. But I don't know how to change that. If it was an entire year of just feeling so stuck. And then one moment it just occurred to me like, oh, wait a second. This isn't really that hard. It's pretty simple. You know, it's about going into the story and seeing where it originated from. Not that you have to spend a lot of time backlogging into your past and putting yourself through any kind of trauma, you know, depending on what your storyline is. And we all have a bunch of different storylines, right? But this was a major one. And it made me realize like, oh, that's it. I just have to actually play a different part. You know, I don't have to resume this role that I have been playing for my entire life because it's not even true. And once it kind of hit me like that, I started to, it wasn't that it just all of a sudden changed. I mean, it actually did, but it took a couple of weeks where I was kind of just going back and forth into the energy and then realizing that the energy of the old was such a comfortable place to be. And it was almost like my body was craving to be there. My thoughts were going there and it actually felt good to be there because our comfort zone is always a safe place for us, right? And a lot of the times, what we do not realize is that our old stories are being carried like a badge of honor, right? We take our stories with us as identities. We actually identify through the story and think that that's us. And, you know, that's where you're getting hijacked by the ego. And that's what, you know, the wounded ego. And it also falls into that category of, I'm not really creating anything in real time. I'm only creating the past. And I'm stuck in this repeat of this fucking movie that I don't even want to be part of anymore. I want to be fired from this movie set, you know, and it's a funny way of saying it, but it's the truth, you know? So once you start to get serious about really calling yourself out on that, it starts to occur to you that you have the power there, that it's nobody's fault. It's not the people that have come forward to do said things to you. You know, I always get people that meet me with resistance. And I, you know, I met with a lot of resistance within myself when I was ending a very big soul contract and attachment to an old story. We meet with the ego trying to place the blame on the outside. And when we do that, we are not only falling deeper within the story, but we are searching for answers outside of ourselves. And we, you know, I always say this to you, you know, you can't change other people. I know we all have tried. I've definitely given it my big try, you know, to change other people. We want to manipulate the behaviors of other people to suit us. But really, it's never about that. It's really about us taking a look, you know, because I remember I would, tell these grand stories about things that people did to me. And everybody would sit back and just agree and say, "Oh my God," we all do that, right? It's just a human thing to do. But when we flip it around, like if you look at back at past friendships or past relationships, and if you can't grasp your part in the demise of a past relationship or a past relationship, and you only hold true to the story that this person hurt you and wounded you, that's when you know you have a lot of soul searching to do and you have shadow work to do. Because even if it was a horrific situation, you still can grasp your part in it. And the reason why, I don't say that to shame or to blame, but the reason why is because the power is only in your hands. And if you keep giving the power over to an outside entity, you're just going to go around in a circle, right? And listen, when we're little and we're being brought up in the world and we are in families and situations that may be abusive or not the greatest situation, we're innocent in that because we don't have a choice, right? We don't have a choice in our placement when we're children. We're born into the world, into a family, and we don't have any choice in that. So if there's great abuse as children, obviously you're not blaming yourself as a child, like, I had a part in that. It was my karma, whatever. No, you're not going to do that because that'll jack your head up even more. What I'm steering you towards is that once we become adults and we're recreating trauma from our childhood, that's what I'm getting at. It's not your fault what happened to you when you were a child. It's not your fault, but it is as an adult your responsibility to remove yourself or to move into a different direction. And listen, a lot of the times it could take us years to do that. And that, that's part of the reason why we're here. A lot of people think that, they're doing life wrong, but nobody's doing life wrong. We're all doing life right, and if your life is in a complete turnaround right now, or at a standstill, or you're drowning in fear, or you just feel like you're just getting piled on. I felt like during that eclipse, leading up to the eclipse, it was a lot of really harsh, wild, mystical energy all at the same time. It was hard to get grounded. And then after the eclipse hit, and of course we have the retrograde and various other things that are going on. But once the eclipse hit, I started to see certain things that were unfolding from my past that were all bum rushing in to kind of shake me awake to say, are you going to repeat or evolve? What are you going to do? Are you going to keep doing the same thing, or are you going to make different moves? Are you going to, try to open up the door with the same keys that don't fit into the lock, or are you gonna do something different? And that's what eclipse seasons bring to us, and Mercury retrogrades. It's not for us to run and hide and duck out while the energy is hot and try to get through it and grin and bear it. It's not that at all. It's really about us looking and seeing what got stirred up during the eclipse, what got stirred, what is getting currently rocked in your world right now during this retrograde. There's various planets that, we're in Aries. It's a lot of Aries energy. It's a lot of us being shooken awake. And that's why I thought it was such a important time to talk about quantum jumping, because we are all being faced with this reality of, the universe is trying to show us what's holding us up. We're asking for different things to happen in our lives, but we are going through the motions every day doing the same things. And people will call me up and they say, I want to manifest this and I want to manifest that and teach me how to do this. And the answer is not usually what anybody wants to hear. They want it to be more magical and mystical than it really is. And I'd like it to be too, but it's sometimes it is, and most of the time it's not. It's if you want to change your life, you have to look at your daily routine. And making changes are sometimes great, big, huge. We can take these giant leaps and jump off the cliff, right? Sometimes we've all had to do that in life, and that does happen. But mostly for all of us, it's about looking at our daily and making choices that are different every day that are going to facilitate long-term change. And we all know that long-term change is not about anything magical. It's just about every day doing something that is going to facilitate a better future for us, right? And one of those really amazing things that you can concentrate on is quantum jumping. And when we concentrate on quantum jumping, we say, I'm going to look at the current storyline in my life and what it has brought forth to me. And am I happy with that? Am I happy with my storylines and what I'm creating? And if I'm not, then I've got to start working on that. I've got to start putting in the energy to change the story, you know, to change the story so that I'm actually in a different reality. You know, I remember not too long ago, it was maybe a couple of months ago, I was in the car with my son, Jonathan. You've often heard me talk about Jonathan, my son, who has high functioning autism. And something took place. It was like a blip in like something with my bank account. And it was the weirdest thing because like money just disappeared. Like it wasn't there. Like it was there 1 minute and the money was gone the next. And I was just like, and there was nothing in the account that could show for that money leaving. It was just gone. And I went into like panic mode for about, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes. And it was so weird because all of a sudden I got taken over by this energy that was just so peaceful and so like accepting and okay with it. I just felt, I can't explain why that happened, but it did. And it's like the worst case scenario happened in that moment. And then I got taken over by this beautiful peace. And an hour or two later, the money was back in my account. And I was just like, holy shit, because it was obviously a glitch in, you know, Chase Bank. But it was interesting because I didn't go into the, I did panic for a little bit, but once that peace took over, I just knew like, I don't have to do anything. Like if it's gone, it's gone. I can't make it come back. And, you know, it is what it is. I'll figure it out. And that's, you know, that's a really big tool to use for quantum jumping is, you know, to really look around you at what you've been creating and the timeline that you're presently living in and not shaming yourself for it or being upset about it, but really just being accepting of it. I would say that that is always my go-to advice when it comes to manifesting, quantum jumping, getting through really difficult times, is just allowing things to hit your system in a way that you become okay with it, you know? I use that all the time and it works like a charm. But I mean, that day, it just, I don't know. I believe that, I don't know. I got covered with grace because I just had this big smile on my face. Even though all the money was missing out of my bank account, I was just like, I know it's going to be okay. And it was okay. And it made me realize that all things eventually are going to be okay. And all things can be figured out. You know, I think that we tend to preservate on the worst outcome always, right? And you know, accepting things that are currently happening that are not fun in your life, it takes a little bit of practice. You know, you all know I'm going through a divorce and, you know, we started the litigation process, which I never thought that we would do. I thought that we would peacefully handle this with like an arbitrator or something. Here I am talking about my divorce on air. But I don't know. It's, you know, that's what's happening in my world. And I really thought that that was the way it was going to go. And it hasn't. You know, it's gone exactly the opposite. And in the process of this unfolding, I started to get like a little angry and I started to get like, you know, weirded out by it and all the nerves were coming up. And, you know, and everybody on the outside, when they're looking at what he's, you know, coming after me for or asking for in the separation of this marriage, is like, holy shit, like, you know. And it's funny because it just makes me laugh. Like, I can't do anything but laugh. And people are like, how are you laughing about this? And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I just have this feeling that it doesn't really matter how it ends up, that I'm going to be okay. Like, I, it's hard to explain, but I think that, that's probably afforded to me because of the work that I've done and the timelines that I have skipped concerning, these type of things. I think the reason I'm telling you this very personal story is because I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that once you start leaving behind old stories and fearful stories and oh my God stories, and they just don't have the effect on you that they have had. You know, it's I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, we were chatting about you know, various habits and giving up difficult habits and how it was so difficult. Like, she was talking about giving up smoking and how she never thought that she could do that because she smoked her entire life, and that she could sit right next to people who smoke and it doesn't affect her in the least bit. And it's kind of that, right? It's like, once you remove yourself from the storyline of, oh, I'll never be able to stop smoking, or I'm not strong enough to do that. Once you jump that timeline, you no longer live there anymore. It's a whole other reality that is in your face, you know? So we can do this with everything in our lives. We could do this with attracting in really shitty, bad relationships, or we can do this with current relationships, right? That we're in that are difficult. You could even stay in certain relationships and change the dynamic of them right while you're in them. You know, depending on, you know, you have to take your soul contract with you. It really just depends, right? But it is possible. You know, you can change your money story. I think that is probably one of the most difficult things that I see people go through, and myself as well, because it's so ingrained in us, and it's also the whole survival mechanism that's built into us, right? So there's a lot of difficulty when it comes to stuff like that, but I promise you that when you're able to jump that timeline and to create a different reality, it's just your way of thinking that creates the new reality and the moves that you make. When you start thinking differently, you start making different moves, right? It doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't. I know everybody wants it to. I do too. But it just doesn't. Hang on, guys. I'm going to jump into the chat room. You guys can ask questions. I'm going to start answering some questions. Linda, I think, put the first question. So I'm going to jump on over to Linda. Let's just see. All right. So Linda's saying, I was right about the car. She sold it at a loss. Now I'm looking for another car. So the time, let's just help you jump timelines, help you get into that direction. Because, you know, I could answer your question. Of course I can. But I would rather give you the tools to make the necessary changes in your life to stop attracting in that kind of thing, right? I want to empower you, right? I don't want you to rely on me for answers. I want you to rely on you. So I'm going to give you an answer, though, because, you know, sometimes we just need answers, right? I'm with you, Linda. I understand. Yeah, it's not as bad, but it's kind of along the lines of, you know, it won't be without trouble. Like, you know, it's not going to be a perfect, you know, obviously no car is ever perfect, but it's not as bad as the other one. Jumping timelines concerning this is, you know, really moving into a space that says, I trust myself. I really trust the choices that I make. And I know that the universe always has my back, right? So when we start saying stuff like that, all is well, I am safe, is a mantra. That is amazing, that when we spin out of control and we don't trust ourselves, or we're afraid we're going to make a bad choice, all is well, I am safe. You could say that 1,000 times a day, your body will start to believe it. That's how you jump timelines into a different reality. So I want you to work on that, Linda, okay? I want you to say those mantras, and I want you to speak out loud that, you know, I make good choices. I know that I'm capable of making really good choices. And another a good mantra for you to say is that people are always wanting to help me. There are always these magnificent people that come forward to help me. They help me make choices. They help me pick out really great cars. I am so blessed and so lucky in this world that I have people that come to me and that actually help me. You know, the universe is always steering me in the right direction towards the right car or the right purchase. So when we say stuff like that, it doesn't mean that it's magically going to happen. But what we do is we start to dip our toe into a different reality. And what's going to come up for you and a lot of people when we start to jump into a different way of thinking, a different reality, a different timeline, is that all the pain and the wounded ego is going to come up and say, oh, that's bullshit. You know, look at what happened the last time you bought a car, right? That stuff is going to come up. And that's where the shadow work comes in, where you have to be willing to do the work on a daily basis that says, you know, I'm just lucky. I used to have Alexa every morning. I got to do this again. I don't know why it stopped. But every morning when I would wake up, Alexa would say good morning to me, and she would remind me of how lucky I was. And, you know, I did that for an entire year. I'd wake up listening to that message, and I was always surrounded by really good fortune, and luck would come my way because that's the timeline that I was viewing life from, right? I mean, it didn't come without me, you know, my wounded ego saying, oh, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? It takes time. It takes time. So the new car, the Buick, it's not a bad car. It obviously doesn't come without its issues, but it's definitely better than the choice before. Okay, Linda? And work on your jumping timelines. You know, you have great luck. Luck is always on your side. People are always wanting to help you. You're surrounded by people who have knowledge and are always wanting to help you, right? All right. Tell me what you think, Linda. All right, let's see. Hey, Geraldine, how are you? It's nice to see you. Glad you're awake here. I'm glad you're awake and here. Missed you too. I'm glad you're here. Lori Winter, hello, how are you? Let's see. Any more questions, guys? Let me see if I could grab some questions. If I don't see the questions, Jay, if you don't mind feeding them to me. I don't have my phone in front of me, but I have my Facebook Messenger up on the computer. I'm trying to charge my phone because I'm going to, I have to leave out of the house for an appointment like immediately after the show. I need my phone charged. All right, let's see if I see any questions myself. Nope, I don't see anything yet. But if Jay sees something, he will definitely feed the questions to me. So Geraldine is saying it is what it is. Love that phrase. It's so true, right, Geraldine? It's so true. Yesterday was very intense for me, but I got through it. Also, the old storyline. I love that when you remind me, it's like having a new consciousness. You know, it's like I always say this, Geraldine, and it happens to me. It happens to all of us because we're all in this together, right? We're all the same. We fall back asleep into the dream. You know, we fall back asleep. So, and the dream is thick, right? It's like the reality of 3D can be so thick. We get really spun up and caught up in our humanness, and we forget about all that other magical stuff, right? Or that we have some kind of control. And I think we all go back and forth, but it's funny because I used to get mad at myself for falling back asleep. But what I realize now? Is that falling back asleep and disappearing a little bit into that 3D reality is a very necessary part of it. So we should never hate on falling back asleep and just be grateful for waking back up and saying, oh shit, you know? And it not, you know, it's all intricate. It's all an intricate part of jumping timelines, manifesting. It's all part of it. I'm going to take a sip of water, guys. All right. So let me see. Karen is seriously thinking of changing my first name due to the Karenisms. Yeah, I don't blame you. If your name is vibration, by changing it, does it change who you are and how you show up? Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's going to have like this, but it depends on the energy that you have behind your name. So it seems like there's some hurt energy due to the climate out there, and I totally understand that. So it depends on how great big huge your energy is. Could it make changes? Yeah, definitely. And whatever you pick, like definitely do like numerology, behind it, yeah, definitely, look it up and get the numerology behind what you're going to pick. But yes, it does make changes, because if your name is carrying a negative energy for you, you releasing yourself from that will definitely jump you out of that timeline into something different. So the answer is yes. Okay, good. Linda's saying she loved my reply. I'm glad. Me and Linda know each other a very long time. I think we met way back in the day when I first started doing radio. Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we met when I can't even remember the name of the radio station that I started out on. But yeah, it was my first stab at radio, probably 13 years ago. We know each other a long time, Linda. We go way back. That's for sure. Linda's been listening for a long time, and thank you, Linda, for always being supportive and listening. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, so definitely, Karen, that will change things for you. Let's just see what else we got going on here. Okay, so Tara is saying, funny, the comment you just made was almost word for word what the card I just pulled said. I am supported fully in my community. I don't need to do it alone. I am fully supported. Oh, that is amazing, Tara. I love that. That's just the angels. That's just your guides. That is, I'm getting big chills around it. Just jumping in to give you that nod that says, this is what she's talking about, you need to work on. And here we're gonna clarify this for you right now. We all need to work on that. Every single one of us, if you're human, you need to work on it. I like having the Alexa remind me that I'm lucky. I think I've had hers tell me that life is magical. She gets me up in the morning. Christina, here's your reminder. Life is magical. And why not? I think that waking up in the morning and having this reminder of who we truly are is important. I think that it's a beautiful thing, and it really does work. Now, does it happen overnight? No, of course not. Anything worth changing is going to take time, And if you want to jump timelines and you want to manifest things and you want to make changes in your life, if you do not want to repeat, you'd like to evolve. The energy that's coming this weekend is a beautiful energy to assist us in evolving and not repeating. Don't get nervous about it. It's not a nervous thing. It's just, if some old stuff is coming up on your timeline and you're seeing things that are on repeat, we move into that space where we make different choices. So maybe maybe it's not like a great big huge choice, but maybe it's just a choice to react differently to it. And that matters. Our reaction to everything matters. It really does. And I'm not talking about your first gut reaction to something, because obviously, right? When things happen, it's the long term that I'm talking about. If you get into a space where you react over something, allow yourself to have that reaction, right? Because that's just the humanness in us. But then, decide, am I gonna go with this storyline and create the whole rest of my day based on what happened? Or am I gonna make changes? Am I gonna make different moves to facilitate a different timeline? All right, let's see. I think we have more here. Lori's saying, so my job is changing, but I still want to do something else, more spiritual healing work. Will I find something this year, and will it be in Colorado or back east? Okay, let's see. Hang on. Back. Let's see, honey. Let me look at your cards. All right. Will she find something that's in Colorado? It's like the energy of like open your eyes because you can find it if you want it. So it really isn't it's not like a written in stone thing. It's a jump in the timeline thing. I love it. So I think you have to make moves that create a new timeline. So what is it that you want for yourself? Do you want to be back east? Do you want to be in Colorado? Like feel into what feels good to you. And I think that's where you have to start, honey. If I was going to take an intuitive guess, I would say leaning more towards back east, but I think you have to decide and get on board, or just go into that medium place where you're just like, surprise me, universe. Like I'm happy to go or be pulled towards where you're taking me. I think that energy is best, and then you could kind of free yourself up, let's see. Hang on a second. Oh wow, I can't believe we have 4 minutes left. This flew by because we lost the 10 minutes. All right, let's see. So yeah, this weekend, let's all take advantage of that energy that's out there, where we get to make different choices. We're not being held hostage and without choice in this life, right? I mean, there are some things that happen to us that we have zero control over, but how we react to them and what we create after that is where our free will comes in this human experience, right? Because, like I always say, you got to take your soul contract with you. So certain things, are fate, but how you handle your fate is a whole nother ball game, right? Because we could either kick and scream through what has happened to us, or we can just understand that, well, it's okay. I know something better is coming, or I'm not quite sure why this happened or why it needed to happen, but I trust that the universe is leading me to the right place, right? So I think that sometimes when we have to make a decision whether we stay or go in a certain state or we're going to move somewhere else, sometimes we just have to say, like, universe, I'm willing to be open to what opportunities you want to bring to me. And then see what starts to unfold as a result of that, right? Sometimes it's not usually black and white concerning decisions that we're going to make in the future. Sometimes it's just about us. Carolyn Mace should say this all the time. It's really not necessarily about making the right choice. It's about getting on board with the choices that come ahead, before you, right? Not kicking and screaming about what is currently happening in your life. And yeah, I know that that's a difficult thing, but I know for myself when I go into neutral territory, I usually can get a lot of guidance that's coming forth. When I fight or I think that I need to hold on to a certain outcome, that's when I cause all kinds of trouble for myself. And when I just get neutral about it and say, I'm okay with either outcome. And I know that's difficult for a lot of us. And in certain circumstances, it is hugely difficult. But I think that it's a lot of freedom when we don't attach ourselves to detailed outcomes in this life. Like it has to happen this way, right? Yeah. I know that my life has definitely gone a lot smoother when I'm in acceptance of certain transitions. Because, creating something new is never going to make us feel comfortable, right? Because when we're creating new, we're walking into unknown territory. So anytime we're walking into unknown territory, it can be a little scary. So that's why being in a neutral territory opens up a whole world of being able to not only jump timelines, but kind of attract things to yourself, right? All right, guys, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead. And thank you for joining me today. And I don't know what we're going to come back with next week. We'll see what jumps into my timeline and what is happening out here in the in the planetary world. I'll talk to you guys next week. You've been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show live right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Take care, everybody.